You're listening to classical music here on West Virginia Public Radio. I'm joined here by Maestro Andre Raphael of the Wheeling Symphony Orchestra, who has an upcoming concert on Friday, November 7th, 8 p.m. at Wheeling's Capitol Theater, featuring Spanish and American music. Maestro Raphael says the Wheeling Symphony has been pretty busy lately.
It's a big week for the orchestra, this upcoming week program of Spanish and American music, and it will be especially nice to have Roberto Sierra in Wheeling for a composer residency.
Raphael finds it important to get audiences acquainted with new composers and their music.
We're always trying to bring new compositional voices to the community.
He wants audiences to be engaged by the composers well before any note has been played.
I find that when the people in a community have a chance to really hear the composer's thoughts and explore the music a bit before the concert, it breaks down a barrier. It helps people receive this music and understand it and its importance in the life of an artistic organization in a very different way. And ultimately, that's what's so important about a composer residency.
So what sort of residencies have they done exactly?
Over the years, we've tried to structure then, you know, several residencies for composers. We've had Jennifer Higdon in the past and Richard Daniel Poor in the past.
Okay, so that's a pretty good track record. And they'll continue it with Roberto Sierra, Puerto Rican composer who studied with George Ligeti, you know, that metronome guy. Sierra's music, however, is often influenced by the music of his native country and Latin America.
Well, Roberto is one of our most important composers, and of course he's on the faculty at Cornell University. And during his residency, he will have many opportunities to interact with folks in the community. Roberto will be giving a master class to composition students at West Virginia University. He'll be participating in a panel discussion at Wheeling Jesuit University. And also then Roberto and myself and the soloist Michael Ludwig will participate, we'll give a panel discussion as part of the Ohio County Public Library's Lunch with Books.
Maestro Raphael really believes in new music and really enjoys performing it, like a lot. And it was one of the reasons he got into conducting in the first place.
I started to conduct all the student composers' pieces. I had always been fascinated with, you know, the sort of communicative quality of conducting. There was this great series of broadcasts back in the 1970s that the Pittsburgh Symphony had called Previn in the Pittsburgh.
That is an extraordinary score that I just adore. So I tell you what, do me a favor. There's the Pittsburgh Symphony. Would you go and conduct it for me?
And I'll never forget, as a high school student, I used to watch those broadcasts. And more than anything else, I think I was taken by, you know, this ability to communicate the intentions of the composer, that conducting was so much a part of conducting, and this you know sort of duty then to you know relay that to the audience.
So this all fits in with this upcoming concert where the Wheeling Symphony will be performing a good bit of new music while staying away from more traditional composers who other symphonies often rely on.
Often during the course of a subscription season, we hear a lot of what we like to call the meat and potatoes of, you know, Beethoven and Brahms and Mozart. And so this was a program that we thought it might be nice to try something a little bit different.
Different indeed, but still relatable, as you'll hear with Roberto Sierra's Fandango.
Roberto describes it as sort of a super Fandango, you know, as a takeoff of this great Spanish dance.
Thank you. Fandangos by Roberto Sierra, who will be the composer in residence this week with the Wheeling Symphony. Another major Latin American composer on this concert is Astor Piazzolla, who you might know for his Libertango. They'll be performing his Tres Movimientos Tanguisticos Porteños and his Oblivion. I asked Maestro Rafael about the challenges facing the Oblivion.
I find that, you know, simplicity is a great part of his music. And so understanding that if you play basically what he has on the page and only embellish in some places slightly, then it gives the music this this color, you know, that he wanted. But it is really about going after a certain color and a certain sound. And I think that's one of the great things about Oblivion is that it in essence it's such a simple melody, simple theme, you know, this main theme that he uses. That's the challenge in this music is to find the color of the sound.
Oblivion by Astor Piazzolla, to be played this Friday by the Wheeling Symphony. Also joining the performance will be Michael Ludwig, playing the Barber Violin Concerto. Maestro Rafael has high regard for him.
He has a real gift as a soloist.
He would know because they've worked together for a long time.
As associate concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra and my tenure as assistant conductor of Philadelphia Orchestra, we worked together for many concerts.
The concerto they're performing is one of the most lyrical pieces in the repertoire.
This is the concerto, this Barber Concerto, which, you know, is just, it's kind of from almost from another world in terms of its lyricism and, you know, its virtuosity in the last movement.
The third movement of the Barber Violin Concerto. That's going to be played by the Wheeling Symphony this Friday, November the 7th at 8 p.m. at Wheeling's Capitol Theater, featuring violinist Michael Ludwig. Rafael says the Wheeling Symphony is doing a lot of community outreach these days.
In some cases, especially in West Virginia, we're going into regions where the students have never heard an orchestra before.
They also have a college series.
This college series provides tickets for four select concerts to students at 11 colleges and universities for free for these four concerts in the college series.
Now, I'll have to admit, I have a particular interest in one of their upcoming concerts. As a huge Looney Tunes fan, I want to go see their Bugs Bunny concert in 2015.
This is a very interesting program that is will be conducted by George Dougherty, who has been very active for many years in putting together the Bugs Bunny cartoons with a live orchestra. Helping people understand that they know a lot more classical music than they may think.
Maestro Andre Rafael of the Wheeling Symphony Orchestra, a conductor of orchestras both home and abroad, thank you for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
Don't forget their concert is on Friday, November 7th at 8 p.m. at Wheeling's Capitol Theater. They'll be playing a concert of Spanish and American music. More information is at WheelingSymphony.com.